the guy's name is Toby Keith? Is that what it is? Toby
yes.
Keith?
Dude.
It's a good song. If I ever become a big DJ, that'll be my theme song, right?
You wouldn't have to tell them. They'll know soon enough. Once they start hearing you talking, they'll know it's about you, Bob. It has to be. But the reason that song was chosen is the way that the lyrics and the song are different. Didn't even
yeah.
You heard that song before, and it was completely different. It was the same, exactly the same music. Now, when you add a tonal note or the Gutenberg Galaxy to a rote position, it changes the frequency that it responds to. It's the veil of shadows. It's the comparison between the two. It's the over, the under, the pitches of y'all.
When you say veil of shadows, is that what came in with painting? It's called chiaroscuro, light and shadow, came in with the printing press. Would that apply?
No. It could apply, but it's not.
So you're bringing in the veil of shadows because they added tone, literate tone, to the music.
Correct.
It's that dramatic.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing. Well, and it's got you in the Middle Kingdom stuck, so it's pretty good.
Okay, well then we have a musician here. Let's see what she says. Roxy, you there? Can you address this musical point Ion's making, how you interpret it?
Well, I find it very interesting that he says we hear different when we the frequency.
Is that your point, Ion?
What?
Well, vibrational tone. The vibrational tone doesn't necessarily represent a frequency because you can have a tone in a different key. So your beginning place or pitch and y'all can apply. Let's say if you're in G sharp or F natural, you're going to be a different realm or line of pitches and highs and yos and las and ras and tra-li, tra-ta, tra-la-la-ti-da. Then it's going to be different. So you're including both. Your words are correct. They're just not complete.
But what you said about the veil of shadows, like keeping us in the Middle Kingdom, because of the Gutenberg Galaxy, we are stuck there.
No, that's not what stuck you. What stuck you is you're in a path. All of you, your iron knots got caught in this kerfuffle. I guess is the right way to say it. It's a kerfuffle, which means your linear slippage has sort of fallen off the rail. If you have train rails that you're riding on your car and it turns, you basically have gone upside down, upside down. That's what's caused a lot of this new interesting shift in your conundrous paradigms. Things aren't what they are because they're not that anymore, because in this realm or reality of Middle Kingdom, they never were. You're noticing things that are strange. For example, you have new outbreaks of tuberculosis, for God's sake. What are you going to do with tuberculosis? That's going to be fun. Oh, God, now they're going to have to take antibiotics for real, Carolyn. Now what? See, you're catching up on all these crazy diseases and things and problems and burning up, running down, flooding, non-flooding, over-flooding. We died in the flood of the worst drought of this century.
What would be the relationship between the
3.894
shadow and then 666?
We told you.
What was the first part? You said frequency between something and 666. What was the first point?
The relationship between the veil of shadow
and 666.
And,
and we already answered the question.
When
she was speaking.
A minute ago? Well, repeat it. For
back
Carol's
up.
Sake. Carol will drop off. Carol will quit.
3.4 What were the other numbers?
Okay.
I don't know what you're saying.
This bringing me again to the Louvre, because the crystal pyramid with 666. rumbos?
Come on, Paige. Paige, tell him what the frequency was. Don't worry about Nelson, dog. Tell Rusty what the frequency was.
Paige is on the chat line. First of all, Carolyn can't respond to the medical issues because she's picking away at her new chicken and her hands are all greasy, so she can't speak right now. Yes, but she's stuck. She's laughing in the background. Okay. Then we had the topic, the shadows of veil of shadows. What was that, Roxy? And the 666, what was the phrase?
What will be the relationship between the veil of shadows and the 666?
Veil of shadows.
3.894. Susanna, A plus.
Yeah, I was talking, commenting on the chat line.
She answered the question. That is the ratio.
Let's see what she's saying. Cube root of 666 is the answer? Oh, yeah, and she got 3.894. There it is, Roxy, 3.894, as if that's going to help. 3.89, what am I going to do with that?
That's just, what was the question? Now, here's your answer now, Karnak. Tell us the question.
The speed of light in vacuum is also on the pie.
It's a timed experience, and it does not work. It doesn't work because it's a timed experiment. There is no time.
So what are they referring with this number? It's the same as the speed of light.
Well, your question, we didn't ask about the speed of light. You asked the question, was the difference between the veil of shadows and the number 666? That's the space.
Well, because of the light
between.
And,
the space, it's not light. There's no light in the veil of shadows. Well, that's the point of a shadow. It's not light. It's 3.894. That's the differential. That is the differential. Chad, number one, that is the differential. If you're going to write code, you have to have some mark natural. That mark is natural. Good. But it's not quite the frequency of the little man at all, but it would remind you of it. A little man would pick it up from a tonal quality. Here we go, Bob. There you go, the tonal quality, which has merely an affect of a frequency. Is it different?
I saw that Frank the First destroyed the first Louvre that had a big cylinder, like the Bonamy Tower. And in what will be the mouth of the new mirror image of the Temple of Man in the Louvre, the pyramid will be the mouth.
Yeah, I saw the movie. The new pyramid, the little pyramid put outside in the courtyard of the Louvre, it's over the mouth of Vitruvian Man. If you lay Vitruvian Man, his body over the Louvre, you walk into his mouth. And what's your question about that, Roxy?
Yes, because at the beginning was the word.
Right.
And the fact that you're talking about the lyrics and the text and how they change the frequency. Other parts of the body are connecting to some other monument or construction, but the mouth is not connecting to anything. And the number of crystals in the pyramid is 666.
So, Ion, the designers of the Louvre, the new Louvre, they're putting the power of the mouth, the ionic point?
No, the Vitruvian position is very clear. If you look at the way it pinpoints on the genitalia into the outward stretch hands, and then the spread of the width of the arms makes another square in a circle from the feet all the way around through the top. That would be like your rings of your angel diagram with the different squares off the point. Remember, Bob, we did this 1,000 years ago in your damn codex before you took it out of the Vatican. You know, you almost got caught doing that, but when you took it at the codex, the real codex out of the Vatican, this was in that, and as we discussed it then, that was before the 14 degrees of freedom. But the pitch and the yaw affects how they laid out in 1490 and a half how there was indeed a little man. And that's the way they were making reference to the little man in your frequency work that would build that pyramid over the Louvre to allow you to find it again and again and again and again and again.
When you said 1490, did you mean a frequency or the year 1490?
The year, Lumomo.
Okay. Bamo. Okay, does that Lumo. Add something there, Rock?
A-O, apostrophe, capital U, a little O-M-O.
Lumo. I missed the first letter.
I know.
Vitruvian Man? What's Vitruviano?
Yeah. That's the Vitruvian Man.
Okay, what's next?
This is talking about position and dimension and perspective. Position, perspective, and dimension, which is exactly what you're talking about in the Middle Kingdom conundrum. So you're actually, in this case, spot on because you actually lay it out. If you take that circle, that is that photo or that piece of papier, and you print it off of your lucky box and fold it exactly in half, and then stab something through the hand, that would be the slip or the shift that would let you find yourself as a little man stuck in the Middle Kingdom. That's a representation of it. It'd be like the roasted pollo. Pollo. Mucho pollo. Sorry, we slipped back into Carolyn and it's chicken time. Sorry. It's a good night, though.
Yes. Because
really
Frank destroyed them. The first white castle.
No, it is. It's delicious. It's roasted just perfectly. And it's got the perfect amount of seasoning. With a little bit of salt and air. It's very delicious. It's like the Virgin of the Rocks.
Good rosemary.
What are you laughing at, Carol? What's being said?
I am talking.
What did he say to you?
The salt on my chicken.
Oh, yeah. Carol's eating. See, he actually told you to do that right then?
Little salt to me.
Carol's eating the chicken, and I had told her to put some salt on.
Yeah.
Right now, live. Right there. He's spying on me. What am I doing now, Ion? What am I doing now? What am I doing now?
Bob, go wash your nasty hands.
You know what I did? I gave the fuck you symbol. He goes, go wash your head. See?
Can I go?
Back to you, Roxy. Now, what's your theme this minute?
Frank the First destroyed the white stone castle with the big cylinder, the tower, to start building the head. So is that the Haut Castle of Riberon and Eberron's in the wake?
The wake. It is. Haut Castle, the beginning and finish wake. What has that got to do with Frank the First?
Because
the Virgin of the Rocks.
The part he started to build is
in your inbox, Bob.
Yeah, I see. I hear that. Go ahead, Roxy. What? He started to build the thing.
The Louvre, like what will be the head of the
Louvre.
Temple of Man, the new man of the mirror image of the Temple of Man that is will be in the new 33rd parallel.
Well, the museum is an important artifact at the beginning of Finney's Wake. You're connecting it, the Louvre, to Howth Castle in Dublin? Is that what you're doing?
No, because maybe... Actually, Joyce referred to the Louvre as the Haut Castle because it's the river is La Seine, and
yeah,
the Frank
yes,
starts with the head.
Mm-hmm.
Too mumbly. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know. What is she saying, Ian?
Karen gets it, but that's not the point. She's trying to get you back to the lampstands on the bridge of where the living water flew.
Yeah, but why did Roxy bring up Haut Castle and Frank the First?
Because she's really smart.
Yeah, well, what is your connection? Try to speak it clearly, Rox. I don't know what your words are saying.
Very good.
He's trying to make notes.
But wait a second.
Do it, so give him some give
yeah,
him
right
to say
when you're clear, Ian's talking over you. What has Haut Castle got to do with Frank the First?
Because the Louvre was, until now, a never-ending construction, and they were doing a mirror image of the Temple of Man in Luxor.
That's in Paris. What's that got to do with Dublin?
Frank starts to do the hit of the Temple of Man, of the new Temple of Man.
Well, he doesn't know about Howth Castle or Dublin.
No, but Joyce maybe did.
So you're saying he's building his book. He's starting Finney's Wake in the first couple pages because he does have the museum point in there pretty quickly. You're saying he's thinking of the Louvre. The Louvre.
Yes,
I see, okay.
The one in England, or maybe there is a connection.
Yeah, no, that's good. He has the histories of so many things in the Wake that he could have the history of the Louvre, too, being a major museum. Okay, I get your
because
connection.
He says River Rhône and Environ, like in French.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
all the monuments and streets and everything is aligned to create patterns. It doesn't matter which government, who was in power, they're doing like Moses' plan or Buffenhoff plan.
You're talking about the design on Paris, the layout of the building.
Yes, and the construction of the Louvre.
Yeah, it's a very good video. I recommend it. Secrets in Plain Sight. By Scott, what is it, Scott Onscotto? That's a funny name, Scott Onscotto or something. Secrets in Plain Sight.
Well, I think all these patterns and all this evidence are in the Outer Kingdom, and many people have studied and noticed things in the castles and all this, but what they interpret is all wrong. It's all Freemasons, servants.
What did you say is wrong?
What they think it means.
Well, let's ask Ian. Why do they have the designs of Washington, and then Scott Antozo and Tosto draws a line all the way to London or to Paris or to Egypt, and it matches up exactly. How do they know the
longitude? That's the
longitude
move, too. Well, because it's flat. It's a flat thing. You fold it over, and you make it perfect. You can take a flat line and fold it over, and it matches up perfectly. Billy, Bob, you take a string and you tape it to the table, and you cut the table in half. If you follow the string, it's going to make a straight line. Even if you do it to Europe, it's going to be a straight line.
Okay, so I wrote down the plan of Paris, Washington, London, and New York, and Egypt.
New York, Hollywood,
Fifth
Avenue.
Is the in the Louvre the castle Bob was looking for? Is there something he's looking for in the Louvre?
He knows already. See, we can't talk about stuff because then it gets ugly because we say little things and he'll say no and then we'll say it wrong and then he corrects us. He does that so often. He'll correct us and then he'll out and he'll tell that he's not supposed to tell under penalty of death that he's supposed to not say these things, and then we lure him and goad him into these things, and then all of a sudden they say no and to correct it in the wrongness of the perfected tape. All is recorded. Then it gets all out in the tape, and then we say, there goes Bob again, talking shit. There's Bob, talking shit.
Yeah.
There you go. So we have to be careful.
What about the nine gates in Pac Monceau?
Should I stay or should I go?
So what was that? Nine gates singular and what? What was the second point?
Nine gates in the Pac Monceau.
The Pac Monceau. What's that?
Park. It's a park.
P-A-R-K, park?
Yes.
Yeah, Monceau, that was in the movie, in the video.
Yeah.
All right, so the nine gates in the park, Monceau, what about it? What's the question?
Yeah, what about the nine gates?
Well, what about them? You know, don't just go, what about, to Ion. He won't answer.
Okay.
Ask something particular about it.
I want to know why the Parc Monceau has nine gates, because it's a meme that Ion also referred to me when I asked him about Chambord.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Huey Lewis and the News. What, did you just send another song in?
Okay, before the song... there is also many quadrigas in Paris, and there is a big one in the entrance of the Louvre that was stolen by Napoleon from Venice. And he had also stole the one here in Brandenburg Gate, but the Prussians took it back. So what about all these quadrigas in Paris? Because you said the one here in Brandenburg Gate, there is a portal. Are there also portals?
Yes, but see, you got to know the difference between portals and gates.
There is also like a fractal construction of, I think, gates. The data line in Paris from the carousel. The ones with the quasi...
The quasi entendre.
So what was your last topic, the last 2 minutes? What were you talking about?
He said, this is the quasi entente. And I said, qu'est-ce que c'est le quasi entente?
Quasi entente. But what's that? What's a quasi entente?
Almost quadruple.
What is it, Ian?
You don't need money. You don't take fame. It's strong and sudden, and it's some cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. It's the power of love, Bob.
The quadruple. Is that even in French or Latin or English? What's the phrase?
First time you feel it, it makes you sad. The next time you feel it, it might make you mad. But baby, you'll be a glad baby when you found it takes the power that makes the world go round.
So what do you say, Roxy, is that phrase? Quadrasense. What's that?
I hear quasi.
The power of love.
Now it sounds like quasling.
The power of love.
Are you saying a French phrase? Quasling sasa. I mean, I can't even write it down. I don't know what it is. So you might as well spell it then.
Well, I was seeing that looks all in French will be golden light. And there is the Luxembourg and all these references to light in Paris. So what does that refer to, the golden light?
What does the golden light refer to?
It's just a connection to Egypt again. But
yeah,
they were actually all Egyptians.
The golden light, Ion. What's the golden light refer to of Paris?
Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Okay, Pink Floyd, the song, Wish You Were Here.
What happened to Napoleon inside the big pyramid that he never wanted to talk about it because he said nobody will believe him?
He couldn't. Because of Bob.
Did I tell him not to talk about it?
No, you told him. You killed him. Fuck,
I killed him and then I brought him back to life? How come he was able to talk about it after?
Tyson, he made his skin, he gave him dermatitis, eczema, itchy forever.
Okay, Napoleon got dermatitis in the pyramid. Okay. In the Giza pyramid, is that where it was, Roxy?
He was eating your old cuffs.
Okay. Go back, ask the question again.
Are you going to play the Pink Floyd, huh? Are you going to play the Pink Floyd?
No, no.
But you know what?
I will.
I listened to that today. I never listened to that song, and I listened to that today.
You did earlier today?
Yes.
Wow, that is very good. I knew that. So the Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, you never heard before. You heard it, and then he brought it up.
I have heard it before, but I heard it today.
Wow.
I never heard that song.
Well, that means that all answers refer to you. He's saying it's, I don't know if the word's objective, but you ask a question, he's giving something in your experience as an answer. Recent experience.
Also, these openings in the pyramid, one directs to the what the Egyptians call the duat.
The duat,
like the place we go when we die, or we used to go with when we die. Is that the Egyptian word for the gulf?
No, it applies. It applies.
To what? See, look, the duat. Is that their word for the gulf, Ion? No, but it applies.
Yeah, it applies.
It applies.
How you get to the cup.
The means to the cup. Okay, we got some words. Let's go back and do Napoleon. What the fuck did Napoleon do in the pyramid?
You had to go back and you had to do Pink Floyd to get that.
Oh, shit. I got to play the song to get the answer?
In this one time.
Jesus. Okay, let me bring it up. Here we click on it. Why isn't it coming through? Where did I block? What do I have to do? What did I alter? Did I block something?
Yeah. You. Oh.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting
a little better. You're welcome. He's so silly, Bob. He's our foil. Bob,
yeah, Ion's
foil.
Blocking it. Stop blocking it. You want to hear it? You play it. It's not playing. How did you get it going, Ion?
He's so silly, Bob. So silly.
What do you mean? I'm doing everything right, and then you block the sound. Then you play the sound when you want it.
It's the Middle Kingdom.
So I'm stuck in the Middle Kingdom?
Middle Kingdom. Click the Middle Kingdom. Maybe that'll play it in for you, Bub.
That ain't working. Well, so you play it, Ion. It's not happening when I try to do it.
Down, 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 down.
Another thing that I heard today was the eye in the sky looking at you.
No, it's better when you play that as the eye of the tiger. Bob, you did such a good job. We just got to tell you what a good job you did. You did good. It was so good. That was
I didn't do nothing. I wouldn't let me play it, and then I played it when they felt like playing it. They just started, Joe. I had got ESP. He got telekinesis. He can move.
So beautiful. Really amazing television.
Bob is neat. Wheels is about to have a bust out, Bob.
Yeah, I wouldn't let me play it. I didn't do nothing. Well, I get everything in the right position, wouldn't go, and then I starts playing it on his own. And the thing started moving, Roxy. The little dial on the video was moving by itself. I did not click it.
It's a Middle Kingdom.
And we heard a terrible song. I never want to hear that song again. What's the point of that? What did that tell
us? Two swimming in a fishbowl year after year, running over the same old ground. Yes.
Same old ground. We got the right word.
Lost souls. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here.
Okay. That's what
about
it said.
The Middle Kingdom. It's about the Middle Kingdom.
Oh.
Susanna knows. She knows things.
Well, let's go over and see what they're saying on there. They probably have lots of information.
When I was listening to this, I remembered the obelisk that is in La Place de la Concorde.
La poisson à la cassée, so what you did. La poisson à la
cassée,
so what you did. El escargot.
La vie en carta.
Ah, voulez-vous un peu moi?
Oui, bien sûr.
Tout sweet. Tout sweet. I know that one.
I mean, get along, little doggies in Texas.
Is this the lyric? The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. Is that what we were listening to?
Earlier. Well, you never played it. You're supposed to.
Never played it. Maximum Prince it. I didn't play it. How do you know to play it? Did you say it? What song? What's the title?
It's in your The Power of Love.
Yeah, I can't even say it.
Power of
the Louvre.
Power of
Louvre. You mean you and
Louvre. That's only when John Dillon sings it.
John Dillon.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if this one. Let's make Guy make this one come through.
Okay. Just a little pinprick. That'll be
get it? You follow it? Can you follow it?
You know, I also listen to that song.
You listen to that song?
Really,
guess what? Guess what?
Amazing.
Hey, Carol, I put on the song, and then I tried to click it off, and I wouldn't let me stop it. So it kept playing. I clicked off the whole fucking YouTube, and it kept playing. So I put mute, and it still kept playing. So then I just disconnected Skype completely or something, and finally it stopped. I mean, I was bypassing my controls. That, everybody should witness that.
That's not possible.
And Roxy heard the song earlier today.
Yes, I listened to both songs, so this is really, really wonderful.
This is wonderful. The guy is monitoring you closely, Roxy. You kids, everything you're doing over there, Berlin.
These songs I really liked when I was like 14 years old.
Right. Wow. Well, that's neat. Well, how did you happen to hear them today?
I liked Pink Floyd at the time.
Right. How did you happen to hear them today? Were on the radio? Were you selected them?
She was tapping the line for us.
No, I sent. Yes. I sent you a video, you and Caroline.
And that's what you could do.
A video, yes.
And then I don't know why I felt like listening to these songs.
The other ones. So you sent us Bliss by Eric Whittaker, that one?
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't played that yet. So then you just started hearing these other ones, and then Ion posted them. Well, that's pretty good ESP, Ion. Very impressive.
Ooh, we're sorry.
Okay, can we get some questions and answers?
Oh, Kyle, fucked around with
this. Okay, Kyle, what about
this question? Brouhaha, mail come is coming like an ocean.
Brouhaha.
And now they want to buy Roxy a better mic, and it's exciting.
I just discovered Nissim Kamondo. I never heard of him, and he was called the Rothschild of Orient, and he was the... Like the Rothschilds, but for the
Oh, yeah, it's like Kim Commando.
That's a video game? Sounds like a video game.
No, Kim Commando. That's a radio. I know you're not aware of radio shows. She has a radio show.
Okay, so Roxy, what were you just saying? Is it Rothschild of the Orient?
There is a family that I never heard about.
You mean the Sung, S-Y-U-N-G?
Nissim. N I S S I M.
Okay, S S. Now start with the first letter. What's the first letter?
N.
N. Now is that money or Ned? What are you saying? M or N?
Netta.
Netta. N. Okay. Nassim. Nissim. N I S I M.
Nissim. And Kamondo.
Well, what was that? Are you saying a bunch of syllables?
It's his last name, the family name. C-A-M-O-N-D-O.
Tamondo. Something like
Tamondo.
Nassim Tamondo is, I never heard of him. He's the Rothschild of the West, Orient.
Orient.
How do you define that name?
How did I find it?
Yeah.
Because he was a collector, and he has a palace in which everything is 17th century.
Okay.
And now it's a museum. He was the one that financed the sultans. This family was like the Rothschilds in Turkey.
And what did they fund?
The Sultan of Turkey.
Okay, so Nassim, what was the last bit, Tamondo?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Kamondo.
It's about Nothing Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm. The product. Museum Nassim de Kamondo. Elegant house museum of French decorative arts.
That's the house they built. This is about the family.
Right. No mention of the... Oh, there it is. His son, Nassim... D. Kamondo, killed in World...
But he's talking about Beatrice. She's talking about Beatrice.
Nassim de Kamondo, 1892 to 1917. Is that who you're talking about, Roxy? Was the son of a French banker?
Yes, because I think he was from Turkey.
Named for his grandfather. Paris. He was born into the Commando family of Paris, the son of the prominent and wealthy Jewish banker Moise de Commando.
Oh, no, they were Sephardites, actually. Yeah, I remember.
As the only son of two children, Nassim was expected to take over the family business. However, immediately upon the outbreak of World War I, he joined the French army, then served as a pilot in the aeronautique militaire. He died in 1917 in Lorraine and was buried in the Montmartre Cemetery. On his death, Moise de Commando bequeathed his Paris mansion at 63 Rue de Monceau in Paris, including his contents and major collection of art, to the Musée des Arts Décoratifs to be used to create the Museum Nassim de Commando.
When we read Wikipedia, it's a lot more interesting, Bob.
Good. The
but,
point is,
why
are you bringing this guy
gate.
In? What's the point of this guy?
Because
Ottoman.
He
He's an Ottoman. He's an Ottoman Jew.
He
gate. Is an Ottoman Jew.
The Sephardic.
He's from Ottoman.
He's some Ottoman?
Yes, he's an Ottoman Jew in Paris.
Are they connected to the Nine Gates in Paris,
yes.
Monceau?
Yes. The Sephardic family.
Why would you make a connection to the Nine Gates? What are the Nine
because
Gates?
Because of the Sephardic,
in
the Sephardic
Park,
family.
Monceau,
did
that
you get the Sephardic family?
There,
that's important. Did you get that?
What's that?
The Sephardic family that the Commandos came from. One of the most successful banks in the Ottoman Empire.
Okay, Roxy, the Nine Gates, then this Ottoman family.
It was Edmund Wallace, famous
to?
The hair with the amber eyes from Venice and Istanbul. It's so wonderful. What a nice day here. Wobegon. Oh, Bellevue, Montmartre, and Chiron. And in the annex that Lenemia and Isaac Perrin made their fortunes as financiers, railroad builders, and property magnates, creating colossal developments of hotels, department stores, purchased trains, malls, in the park and the center, and started out surrounding areas. These two Sephardic brothers with Bordeaux also created paintings and name letters ran in Opera Garnier and the Hotel de la Paix in Paris, dreamed a luxurious future soon to be in enlisted neighborhoods. The homes on the Rue de Monceau span several street numbers from 49 numbers, only 10 hotel particulars of private mansions. But the Pierre brothers were not so savvy investors in the taste of luxury, so they knew how to attract and convince the wealthiest kings of France, Europe, and the Mediterranean basin to come and live in the plain Monsieur, along with many members of the Parisian high society. The outcome of the Parisian vision was an unprecedented mixture of nobility and the ancient Athenian regime of the empire. Jewish aristocracy, high society, Protestant members of the rich industrial financial bourgeoisie.
What were you ranting on?
We were talking about the Commandos.
The Commando family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
their brothers and what they did, and Emilia Zolar's La Cherie.
Virgin of the Rock requested that song. Right? Virgin of the Rocks? No, that's just a place. Okay.
No, that's a person. That's a painting. It's in the Louvre.
Right.
It's important.
Do you want me to play Huey Lewis in the News then?
If you want to. If you're able to. Yum. I'm sorry, Bob's not available right now, but if you leave your name and number and a brief but detailed message, you'll be back to the sound of the beat.
I wanted to play some Frank just to clear the air of all this crap we're listening to.
Good God, we're so glad you grounded us back to something that we certainly abhor.
Okay, what's the next topic, Rox?
Paris, there were houses that were used by the collectors of taxes, and
yes.
Only three survived. One in the same in the Monceau Park, and the other is in front of the entrance of the crypts.
Yes.
The other is on the opposite side of that, but I don't remember the name.
Okay, Salamabon.
Okay, yeah. And there is always these 3 points, like triangulation. Were the Komondo using also these portals or gates? I don't know what.
We got to say it this way. They were kind of hooked up with Bob knows about what they call a mountain, but we can't really let Bob talk about that either. So we'll just give you this little part. There's like little marks that keep up with it. Chad's got the patterns, and Dr. Dean's got the patterns, and Uncle's got the patterns, and a few folks got the patterns. But they also had visions of illusions of grandeur. So they had access to two panels. So that was good, and they used them, so it's good. That was the connecting point. And it always made money, just like it did for all of the Ottomans. It was all good.
Why are the Ottomans so connected to
11.
To the Germans now?
11.
Okay, Roxy, what was that last topic? Three tax collectors survived something?
Yeah, there are these three houses that are left around Paris. There were all these houses used by the tax collectors of the king. And only three are left. All the others were destroyed.
And what did Ian just say? What was his answer?
That they were trying to connect.
Okay, you got one more question?
I'm really impressed by Napoleon because he was in
you had to pronounce it Napoleon.
Montserrat.
Napoleon, like Tennessee. Napoleon.
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 And
hey, Ian, what did Napoleon experience in the pyramid that he wouldn't talk to anybody about besides me?
Eating, getting sick on your puffs.
He had a very good experience. Okay. That makes sense.
But what was he looking in?
Well, God,
what was he looking
puffs
for?
The packing peanuts have more flavor than those damn puffs. You should just
I'm eating
styrene.
Them right now. Right, Kev? I'm eating those
styrene.
Bullshit
styrene.
Things that you gave me.
Styrene.
No, those are macadamia nuts.
Oh, those are nicer.
Macadamia.
Oh, okay, they're nicer.
You haven't eaten puffs in years.
Right?
Yep, that's right, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Ion, for referencing the inadequate nuts. Did you have something to say, Bert? About what Roxy's talking about?
No, I just dialed in, so I'm not really following what she's just saying there right now.
Bert, I said I get everybody stuck in the Middle Kingdom. Oh, that's how it happened. About a month ago, I started talking about Thompson. Everybody ran into Thompson, and Roxy's called it Thompson is the Middle Kingdom. Everybody's stuck in Thompson. I apologize. Back to LaRouche or Croker. Where do you want to go? Croker?
Well, I don't know if their assholes have been stretched early enough for the LaRouche quadrant. The Queen likes her some ass now.
And the Queen likes her some ass now? Did you just say?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because that's what LaRouche says. The Queen's going to put something up your bum.
Okay.
At the end, all this history, it's the Veil of Shadows.
Oh, God, please spare us from the Thompson quadratic quiffle. Quiffle.
Roxy just said that all this history is the shadows of the veil, right, Roxy? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of that statement?
No.
I am?
No, but it's not. It's clever, but it's not. It's what the shadow would entail. Not what it is. It's what it would entail.
You got that, Bert?
Yeah.
It's the inky, misty darkness in the shadow that she's describing.
Hmm. What are you describing?
We're talking about the position that puts you in the veil of shadows to start with. You pierce the time-space continuum, and that's great. But now you're on the upside-down part.
Is that because you went through a parallel world?
We didn't. You all are stuck in the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah, and then we just went through to enter the upside down.
That's where the Middle Kingdom is. It's upside down, topsy-turvy, as it were.
Okay, Bert, do you have a question for Ion?
Hey, Bert, how are they hanging?
Hey, Ion, I want to talk about obfuscation of chi you told me last week.
Okay, but you know what we're going to talk about sooner or later, but it's okay with us. We'll try to stay on top
of that.
But just one thing. Well, that dermis, we'll deal with that later.
Is there a chemical formula responsible for the obfuscation of chi, Ion? Is there a chemical formula?
K68JAM. B78329871(2), parentheses, 2K8632, close parentheses, times CACHO2C34. 3 and 4 is the little one. You know, it goes just after the 3, the 4, 3, 4. And a whole lot of C.
A whole lot of C. So carbon is the main driver then, you're saying, with that formula.
Dude.
The carbon
Dude.
Carbon is the main. Okay.
Yeah, you're
is carbon,
that's great.
Okay, is carbon affecting the change in this circadian rhythm?
Yes. Yes. Well, there really is no circadian rhythm. The reason you need a circadian rhythm is when you're stuck in the middle kingdom. That's when you got to be told when to go to bed and be told when to wake up. That circadian rhythm sets this premise. Well, if you went to bed when you were tired and got up when you were rested like Bob does, you might sleep 1 hour in the afternoon and be enough for all day.
Ion, this is new. You're talking about we're in the middle kingdom, because before you always said that the kingdoms are merging in the middle kingdoms.
They have, to the chagrin
of many.
That's okay. A good point, Bert. Ion always said that the inner and outer kingdom would dissolve, then we'd be in the middle kingdom. That's all there is. Now he's saying we're stuck there. So this is an example of old patterns obsolete, Bert.
Yeah. So, Ion, is there a... Pursue it, Bert.
Pursue it.
I am, Bob. Is this, you're saying everyone...
Hold on. Let's just answer the question. It might save you a lot of distraction. The River Jordan separates where you are now with Canaan, the Promised Land. The Promised Land is a different plane, mainly on the grain, that's not this side of the Jordan River. Do you agree?
Yes. Kate, I remember you had a discourse with Brian regarding the Jordan River, and it had something to do, I forgot what element it was.
Your elocution is beautiful tonight. What have you been doing? You sound good. What's up?
You know what it's up, Ion.
Like you're talking like Bob. Yeah, it's so funny.
You know, stop trying to distract Bert, Ion. Stop it.
Ion.
You had to go get the big guns. You had to go get the big guns. You couldn't take it like a man. You had to go get the big guns.
Coming at you.
Oh, come on.
Coming at you.
I like it. We like it.
Ion, the River Jordan, if I remember, the River Jordan, you talked with Brian about that. It had some, I don't know, it was hydrogen or magnesium. No, it was hydrogen. Is that correct? That the increase in hydrogen is represented in the River Jordan. What you're saying is that hydrogen is changing then. And that's why we're upside down.
Okay. Roxy. Roxy, what you're talking about, is any relevance to what Bert's saying? Do you see any overlap?
Yes, because we're trying to cross the river to get out of the Middle Kingdom.
It's Golan Heights. Reeve Gosh, from the mouth of the Dead Sea, to the Israel and the West Bank, all border the river to the west. The Golan Heights in Jordan are to its east. We've been talking about that to death.
Bert, so now we're going to get the symbolism of Jerusalem.
No, we're not. They're just on the west side. They're on the west side.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because we've been talking about the Reeve Gosh since Itch, before there was even Scratch.
We've been talking about the Jordan River.
Yes, and this is...
You're relating the left bank of Paris to the left bank of the Jordan River.
The west bank is on the west. The Golan Heights and the Jordan lies to the east. So you're trying to get to the west, which would be the Reeve Gosh.
That means left bank, right? Which is a term for Paris.
Doesn't mean Paris. It means that bank of the two banks of that fucking river.
You don't have to swear, Aya. This is a family show.
Oh, no, it's not fun. It's a kid. It's a kid show. It's a kid show.
It's a kid show.
Right. It's a kid show. We don't use
that's
some
right,
good words. They won't listen. They won't listen long.
Unless you swear. Okay, back to you, Bert.
So, Aya.
Francis Lynch.
William Francis Lynch. Is that the person that's related to this, the River Jordan? Or what does Mr. Lynch have to do with the River Jordan? I am.
Much. Norfolk, Virginia.
The left bank, you were saying, that's not related to France. That is actually the left bank of the River Jordan. So now you're saying that this...
He most perfectly laid out the Bob's triangulation method.
Did he publish that?
In 1847. Narrative of the United States expedition of the River Jordan and the Dead Sea.
Well, there's your homework, Rocky.
How clever of you to put that together.
We didn't do nothing. You're the ones led us down this garden path.
Now, stop. We're talking about Bert's genitalia now. We're not talking about the good
Bert's erection.
Now.
We've been using Bert's penis for dowsing.
Okay. No.
Found William Lynch.
Is it dowsing? What?
He has dowsing. That's what you're talking about.
Now. John,
is it dowsing?
I'm
screwing somebody.
John,
he goes, is this dowsing?
John Young Mason, what?
Okay, Ion, if the heart works with magnesium, do the genitalia have more hydrogen?
Less hydrogen, darling, less.
So the genitalia has less hydrogen and the heart works with magnesium?
Do. And if you don't have the right amount of magnesium, you'll have too much calcification.
Right.
You say right like you know everything, so won't you tell us?
I don't know enough, and I'm agreeing with you, because I've heard you reference that, and also Dr. Dean referenced that.
We adore it some Dr. Dean. You better know that. Mm-hmm.
Ion, I want to switch the track a little bit, but it may be related to the River Jordan. In April, you said that when the oxygen leaves, that the two double bonds would shift. That shift in the bonds, is going to become more compact? Or is there some other, like a directional shift with the bonds?
Well, you're going to have to get past Martin Van Buren first.
Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, there's an octad. Bob does the octads.
Hey, Bert, he's right. I've done a lot of Martin Van Buren. He's a president, 1830s or so. President of the United States.
He was the eighth president.
And about 30, 40 years ago, McClellan wrote an essay near the end of his life, and he talks about the Martin Buren administration. I go, why Martin Van Buren? Why is he talking about that? So I looked into him, and that didn't lead anywhere. But eventually through the years, reading LaRouche and that, Martin Van Buren was a pretty fucked up guy, or he caused a problem that led into the Indian Wars with Jackson, I think it is, Andrew Jackson's 30s. So Buren is an interesting transitional point that McLuhan was talking about. So Ion is correct to say what absurd thing he said about him in relation to Bob approximating an interest in Buren.
Free soil party.
That's around the time of William Lynch. Would Lynch have written his stuff at the time of Buren's administration?
That's the second party system, which was then the new second party system just after that.
So what's going to happen, Bert, is that we got this new topic. Roxy's going to find out how it's in the fucking castles, and King Frank I was already on the Martin Van Buren 300 years before.
Right. And it's what made Leopold the man he is today.
The man he is today, the nuisance he is today. Leopold.
And Bob the scientist that she is today.
Yeah, makes Bob the scientist he is today. That's right. Well said.
No, but it's really amazing.
Okay, can we talk about your shoulder now?
Listen.
All these people, maybe without knowing, were working for the big plan of Moses and Othniel.
They were.
When one is aware of that, it's like, wow, we're part of this.
Well, the thing is I think I get from my end that Moses and Othniel are still working on it. They haven't finished, and they are not in the past. This Egypt stuff is right now. That's why these designs in the cities are happening. The people involved with Egypt are still doing stuff right now.
Yes, and that will explain all the anomalies that one sees, modern technology, like laser cuts and perfect measurements and all this in the ruins of Egypt.
Okay, you started to say you see modern technology and then you see it in Egypt.
Yes, like, for example, there is things made out of granite. It's a very, very hard stone. And the cut is perfect.
Yeah. How do they make the cut?
Also, like in the king chamber. The thing they say is a sarcophage.
Carcophagus. You know, yeah. McClellan talked about that, the carcophagus.
The angles are perfect, 90 degrees angles, and it's made of granite. So it's like impossible. How did they make that with all technology? It's not, it cannot.
So, Ian, do they have the laser stuff? Because they in eternity, and they have everything we're going to develop, they already got it working for them.
They've always had it. That's not new.
That's what I just said. I said the same thing as I had, Bert, right there. They've always had it. Okay, Bert, you come in with your theme, which is your shoulders.
I
want to talk about your shoulders.
Okay, Ian, is there something particular about my shoulders this week?
We really don't want to talk about you.
What a tease.
Yeah.
Well, whose shoulders did you want to talk about, Ian?
Nobody.
I'm using all my strength to get out of this hole. I hit a wall. I thought that I would hurt myself. Oh, I was sure your words would leave me unconscious.
Is that a song, Ian?
Or I'd be lying cold, lifeless. But I hit a wall. I hit them all. Watch the ball. You're just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer. You're just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer. Yeah, I hit a wall. I prayed that I would make it through, make it through. I can't survive a life that's without you, that's without you, yeah. And I'll rise up from the ashes now, the ashes now. Oh, the sparrow flies with just the crumbs of loving spilled, yeah. I was bracing for the pain, and then I let it go. I gathered all my strength, I found myself whole.
Whose lyrics are these? Did we already play the song?
I hit a wall. I thought that I would hurt myself. It's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
Hammer.
Rihanna.
Oh, I was
How do you
sure
know that, Bert? Is this a major? Is this a major song?
No, I just Googled some of the text that I just said.
And on the floor, I'd be lying cold, lifeless.
Okay.
But I hit a wall. I hit them all. Watch the ball.
What song is it, Bert?
You're
called
just
sledgehammer.
Another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer.
Ian, is this another clue to get us to the other side of the River Jordan to get out of the Middle Kingdom? The sledgehammer
thing? Computer says yes.
Is there a particular text in this song that's a clue, or is it the entire song, Ian? All of it?
All of it. Make Bob say it. It's in his inbox.
And what are the other walls we have to tear down?
Galatia.
Hey, Bert, Ian knew that I was eating some chicken and had grease all over my hands. And as soon as I do that, he wants me to pick up the phone. He waits till I get where I can't touch the phone. He waits. He's just spy monitoring me. It's like the end of the Blues Brothers or that movie by Quentin Tarantino where everybody's like got their gun on each other. That's how it ends.
River Dogs.
The
River
police, the criminals.
I think it's called River Dogs or that in Tarantino with everybody.
Reservoir Dogs. Yes, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is with me and I. We both got a gun on each other.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay, so Roxy, did you say something there relevant?
No, just what are the walls, the other walls we have to tear down.
The other walls we have to tear down. Okay.
The Conjurer Sacrifice, the Jericho Wall, the wall between the United States and Mexico, and the rest of the Berlin Wall, when they build it back, and the Great Wall of China, which we like that one. It's got porcelain. It's good.
Okay, I brought up Rihanna, so we will listen to her for a second or two. See, if Ian will let it come through.
So low, so low, like a waterfall. My tears drop to the floor, the floor. They left a swimming pool, assaulted crimes, crimes. Oh, what could I do to change your mind? Nothing. I'm bracing for the pain. Survive a life that's without you, that's without you, yeah. And I will rise up from the ashes now, the ashes now. Oh, the sparrow flies with just the crumbs of loving failure. I was bracing for the pain.